How can rape become more aware to others so it isn't seen as the norm? 1 in 192 people have chances of becoming a victim of a violent crime in Arkansas. The report total of rape is 1,931 and assault 11,316. The crime total for rape in America is 124,047,000 and assault 764,449,000. The term rape culture was created by feminists in the United States in the 1970s. This was to show the way society blamed victims in sexual assault and normalized male sexual violence. Money Johnson Farmacasa explains what rape culture is to her.
Rape culture is really the belief that women are objects for sexual gratification, that if a woman is assaulted, it's usually her fault because of something she wore or something that she was doing, like drinking, or somewhere she shouldn't have been. And it's also the idea that we as women are really contributing to males raping women by the things that we say and do and how we dress. And I think an interesting part of rape culture is that by blaming the people who are raped, and it can be men, boys can be raped, we know that, by blaming them, we're actually saying that men can't control their sexual urges.
The typical rape might be defined as sexual assault by a stranger, but perpetrators of sexual violence often know the victim. Kia Hall from Acosta goes further into detail on how rape actually occurs.
Aren't really with rape culture. I think it's with what rape is in general. I think a lot of people believe that rape is committed by a stranger in a dark alley and the person is beat up. And 87% of the time, that's not how it is. Usually they don't have outward scars. Usually it's somebody they know. They were at a place where they were comfortable, so it's somewhere that they would go often. And I think that's the biggest misconception our society has. It makes it really, really hard for them to believe sexual assault survivors that something happened when it's not in the stereotypical TV rape.
Risk factors for rape might seem very simple, but it isn't always the case. Monty Johnson explains the risk factors for rape and the reality.
Risk factors of sexual violence. I think that the public believes that if you go the wrong places or you stay out late at night, that's putting yourself at risk. These might contribute to being in a place where a sexual assault's more likely to happen. But the risk factor for sexual assault is really hard to describe because usually sexual assaults occur between two people that know each other.
According to RAIN.org, the vast majority of perpetrators will not go to jail or prison. Out of every 1,000 rapes, 994 perpetrators will walk free. Perpetrators of sexual violence are less to go to jail or prison than other criminals. The majority of sexual assaults are not reported to the police. Only 344 out of every 1,000 sexual assaults are reported to the police. This means about 2 out of 3 go unreported. Keisha Lanyup says she believes that men are uncomfortable with the subject of rape and that they believe that some women often make false accusations of rape.
I think some men, they can't really think about it. They don't like talking about it. They think we're just a bunch of crazy radical feminists. And, you know, we are looking to get them caught up. And then a lot of times they think we're making false accusations and they don't. But no one ever believes the woman at first, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big misconception is they think we're overreacting or we're being dramatic, which is also a form of victim blaming. It's mm-hmm. also gaslighting. So I think that's a big misconception when they think that we're out to get.
Countless rape victims have been failed by the justice system. Some may believe that our system is corrupt. The quote, drug dealers get healthier and longer sentences than rapists, which is perplexing considering that people ask for drugs, but no one asks to get raped. It is the American justice system in a nutshell. As stated before, only 2 out of 100 rapists will serve time. Keisha Lanyup says not only men should describe what rape is.
Most of our laws and how we even look at rape is from a man's perspective, you know. But that and toxic masculinity and toxic patriarchy, and when you have men that never experience this thing and they're getting to say what's rape and what's not, or what makes, when they're speaking for women, they're in a room and they're speaking for us and telling us how we should feel and how we should dress and how, you know, instead of looking at themselves and just saying don't rape. So I think it is very corrupt, it's very rigged, and it always favors the man or the masculine or whatever.
Rape culture is such a hard topic to talk about because so much goes into each case. Monty Justin said, the system isn't necessarily corrupt, it is misinformed. Victim blaming is a huge concept, and starting the investigation should start by believing the victim.
I don't think that our system is corrupt. Mm-hmm. I think that our system is misinformed. I think that we need to do a better job of starting the investigation of sexual assault cases by believing the victim instead of immediately blaming the victim and creating bias in the investigation. We know now that when you have agencies that start by believing the victim, they do a better sexual assault investigation. They follow up with follow-up questions that really pertain to helping the victim to remember some things that happened. They're also informed and educated on the neurobiology of trauma. And we know by studying trauma that victims behave a certain way, and they don't behave the same way that victims of other crimes may behave because they've been traumatized.
We now know that most rape cases go unreported. Starting the investigation, the police should start by believing the victim. Yes, victims might consent to sex or give false reports, but only 2 to 8% are falsely reported. The first officer on the scene should take medical action immediately and then ask the victim detailed questions about the perpetrator to identify the perpetrator in the situation. Most cases are successful when you start by believing the victim. Definitions of what constitutes the crime of rape are used at the federal, state, and local level. Police should understand that rape is often done by someone that the victim knows over a stranger. Of sexual assaults reported to the law enforcement, 93% of juvenile victims knew the perpetrator. 59% were acquaintances, 34% were family members, and only 7% were strangers to the victim. From rapevictimadvocates.org, always keep in mind that date rape is real. Nearly 1 in 10 women have experienced rape by an intimate partner in their lifetime. Many survivors experience tonic immobility or a freeze response during an assault where they physically cannot move or speak. The perpetrator selects the victim. The victim's behavior or clothing choices do not mean that they are consenting to sexual activity. Services such as counseling and advocacy are offered for free or at a low cost by sexual assault service providers. If you're a victim in Arkansas of a sexual assault, ACASA, Arkansas Coalition Against Sexual Assault, can always be contacted. Keisha Lanyup is an Arkansas artist and a former rape victim. She has an installation called 97 that was put up July 21st at the Bernice Garden. It is available for viewing. She put this up, her former ex of being raped, and now she has helped many women all over the world to donate clothes, and she has sold them into a 97-foot-long. This is Brandy Laster with KWCP in collaboration with Arkansas Public Media.